Tom, welcome to 2SER.
Thank you, Matthew. Good to be here.
It's great to have you. Firstly, let's talk a little bit about the Black Eye Gallery. I understand that you're predominantly dealing in photographic exhibitions. Is that true?
Yes. Well, we just show photography. We opened 5 years ago, so in our fifth year. And it's essentially, it's just to showcase photographic work and giving photographers a platform to kind of reach out to the fine art market. We only show photography, it's all I know. I know nothing about the other art forms.
Okay.
But we also champion photography as the art form to buy.
So let's have a little bit of a talk about this exhibition that's coming up. It's called Africa the Wild. And I believe that, so it's all done obviously in Africa, and all these photos are taken actually in the wild, not kind of like in a park or something like that?
Yeah, what the guys have done, they've been living in Kenya the last 10 years, and what separates their work is you've got people like Nick Brandt and David Yellow, who are these big international photographers that shoot wildlife, but they're shooting in parks. So basically, they fly in, they sort of do their thing, they've got a massive entourage, and then they get out again. But where the dials are different is they actually live there, and they've lived there for 10 years, and all the photographs are actually animals in the wild, they're not in sort of captivity or not in parks or anything like that. And I think that's an incredible point of difference. And you get that sense when you look at the work, very unlike images you've seen before of animals. And just some of them, you have a lime, a perch on a rock, and it's just so unbelievable that it actually exists and how close they are to their subjects as well. And I think they kind of have that connection that I suppose you'd only get through living there.
So it's more like instead of being a photo shoot, it's sort of a progression over many years, 10 years you said they were living there.
Yeah, they lived there for 10 years, and I mean, they've been shooting for 10 years as well, and this is the first time they've actually had an exhibition. So I was very happy to meet them and look at their work, and as soon as I saw it, I thought it was something really special. It's a huge international market for this sort of work, so we managed to convince them to show in Australia first. And yeah, it's a great opportunity, and you know, it's one of those shows that as soon as people walk in, there's and I mean, being a cat lover myself, I've got a little cat at home, and just seeing the likeness of the poses, and I think it's quite incredible. But it's a very moving exhibition.
You mentioned previously the proximity to the animal, so it's not a big kind of commercial thing. They were just kind of there. It was a really organic process. But isn't that dangerous, photographing a lion from pretty close?
I've never been to Africa, but I imagine there'd be a sense of danger. They had a special four-wheel drive that they built to shoot from, but there's an image there of a leopard that was on the road where they were driving, and they sort of stopped the car and they banged the side of the car to get the leopard to move, and didn't. Then he got out and took this incredible photo that looks like it's a few meters away from the most beautiful animal. And the animal's not moving, it's just laying down there. And I mean, they've got other images, which obviously there's a sense of distance as well. But it'd be really challenging, I imagine. It's not an easy thing to shoot. And I mean, the animals are wild and they don't stay still and they don't necessarily pose. But I mean, I think through what they've done is, there must have been so many photos to be able to get it down to what they've actually got there. You don't snap these photos.
Yeah. It sounds like a really interesting experience. If I was at work and I was meters from a wild lion, it would be a very unusual day, but I guess that just became the norm for them.
Yeah, well, I mean, I suppose, it's such a time-consuming process looking for the animals, and, it's not like they were just actively shooting the animals, so... I mean, if we had to go find a kookaburra to shoot, I mean, it could be a whole day looking for a kookaburra. Mm. If you had to drive, you could get lucky. And I imagine that's a lot of what they do. There's a lot of it's luck as well, and time.
One of the things that I really noticed, I was looking through some of the black and white photos, and I saw there were a couple with these really beautiful clouds. One of my friend's grandmothers once told me that clouds make a photo. So is this the ones that they have of not just the wildlife, but the landscapes? Do you think that it's something really unique that you've seen to be shown at your gallery?
Well, I mean, we've had landscape shows before of Australia, and Australia's got some beautiful landscapes, but there's something about, I suppose, just the point of difference is Africa, and the work's black and white, and they've captured storms moving, and they've captured zebras reacting to the storm, and the hardness of the earth, and it is a very different experience to view these photos to, say, Australian landscapes. And the thing about clouds is, clouds give, Renaissance paintings, they give life to an otherwise dead area. And just to see the cloud formations with the animal, with the land, it all, it's just all stunning. I think that I had one client came in, and I've never been to Africa, and the client said, just seeing the exhibitions reminded him so much of it. And he said, in Sydney in the last few years, we've been raving about how dramatic our storms are. And he said, they're nothing compared to Africa.
Mm.
Absolutely nothing. And I kind of thought, too, you better go and see that at some point.
Yeah. And so finally, at Black Eye Gallery, you're also running a Christmas exhibition called Gifted. What's that about?
Yeah, so, I've never thought Christmas time to sell some artwork. I mean, I kind of don't like the whole Christmas theme. There's plenty of other people trying to grab the Christmas money. But this year, I kind of thought, well, why don't I just pick the best and most interesting work that I think someone would give someone? So I've gone through all our Stabler artists and I've kind of picked up the images myself. It's going to be a real mishmash. It's some $500 up to $10,000. Massive images, very small images. But the idea I wanted to do is I wanted people to see the work and be able to take it off the wall that day. So there's no waiting for it at the end of the show, no waiting for it to get framed. Everything's framed, everything's ready to go. So we'll see how it goes, but it would definitely be a very interesting show. I'll include some of those eyeball images as well, so I know people want to see them.
Okay.
And, we've got some of Australia's greatest photographers in the show, so we're eye-opener.
So that's coming up soon, and the Africa the Wild one has actually opened. Where can people find the details if they want to come along?
They go to our website, blackeyegallery.com.au.
Okay.
And we only close on Monday, so from Tuesday to Sunday.
Sure.
And After the Wild's on for another week and a half. And, it's a must-see show. It really is.
Great. Well, yeah, we'll put the link to that on the podcast when we put it up after the show. Tom, thank you so much for coming on and having a chat to me today.
No, pleasure. Thanks for having me.